The recent turmoil brought about by the school district's loss of accreditation might explain why only one of four school board races actually had candidates listed on the ballot. A flurry of write-in candidates later emerged for the other three seats. School board chair Eric Leonard West himself only decided to run for re-election a few weeks ahead of time.
It certainly is not where I plan to be. But I'm honored to serve. I'm ready to serve. I know I'm much better prepared to do so on behalf of the scholars of this district than I was 4 years ago.
Seven of the nine members on the new board were endorsed by West or by the organization he helped found. Among the new ones are parent Marisol Montero, who won in the third sub-district, and John Heil, executive director of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, who defeated incumbent Arthur Benson in the first. The fourth winner, not part of that slate, was former principal Curtis Rogers in the fifth. Parent leader Jamika Kendricks says she thinks this will be a united board.
What I do want or expect is that there will be more intentional engagement of the community when major decisions are made.
The new board members were sworn in last night. Eric Leonard West was voted in as chair again and Crispin Rea as vice chair. And immediately West introduced a plan to address some of the criticism of the board that has accompanied the district's loss of accreditation.
This is an old conversation about how to instill good governance. It's actually a lot of practices that most districts across the nation already engaged in. And we're just looking to play catch-up.
The plan would create a three-member advisory board appointed by the mayor to work alongside the elected board. The proposal would also call for new state legislation to reduce the number of board members from 9 to 7, one from each sub-district, but all elected at large. And it would move school board elections from April to August in the hopes of getting better turnout. Some think these attempts to restructure the board are too late. Bill Eddy is a former board member and former dean of the Block School of Business and Public Administration at UMKC. He's now part of a group that monitors the board and advocates for an alternative form of governance.
My perception of the board and the perception of our organization, Do the Right Thing for Kids, has been that this board is well-intentioned. It's fairly benign in terms of its influence on the administration, but we have felt like a major turnaround effort is needed if this district is going to be saved and the kids are going to be educated in the way they ought to be.
Eddy supports state legislation that would immediately give the state the authority to step in and appoint an advisory board. Other bills proposed this session would dissolve the district entirely. Next Thursday evening, the board will host a community meeting at Manual Tech High School to discuss the newest proposal. Sylvia Maria Gross, KCUR News.